tonight we're going the series is going to take take flight into another dimension. It started in where we were, but the Lord really has been ministering to me about this place of peace, and it's called elevated peace. It's called elevated peace. It's not just peace like we've learned it before in the kingdom. It started when the Lord began to deal with us about not having neither spot nor wrinkle, and that we should already be filled with favor and already filled with rescue, which we'll look at again. But there is a dimension that is the place that he's really calling us to. And that was one of my fragments within the series that we've already gone over. This is one of my fragments, and this fragment is becoming a meal. It's becoming a smorgasbord, if you will. It's just so dynamic. And that was my personal fragments in there, that he was revealing a dimension of elevated peace. It's really, really for mature Christians and for Christians that are really wanting to be completely sold out unto Jesus. And I believe the kingdom is divided into three places, 30, 60, and 100-fold. I really do. I believe that there are some people that will touch 30-fold. There are some people that will touch 60. And I believe that this rhema on elevated peace is touching 100-fold of what Jesus meant when he said, "My peace I leave with you." And so we're going to start this here series, and you guys are going to get involved in it. I already saw where you guys are going to do some case studies, and it's going to be a wonderful place, and it's going to renew your mind and my mind in a totally different way. It's already started. It's for those of you that have been operating in the word, it's already started. The question's probably lying within you. Am I wrong if I have spot or wrinkle? Am I wrong if I fall from favor? Am I wrong if I need rescue? And to answer those questions, no, you're not. You know, you're not wrong. It was just like when Peter began to walk on the water, he began to walk in a dimension, but then he took his eyes and he began to sink, and he said, "Lord, save me." And the Lord still reached out and grabbed him. So while we're learning to walk in elevated peace, the times where we do need rescue and the times where we do have to ask for favor, that's totally accounted for already. But eventually he's going to want us filled with rescue, filled with favor.
Amen.
And
so
that is the basis of this series. And the Lord told me in a note, the reason it's called elevated peace is what he gave me, is because when we were born again, the word born means to spring up. It means to arise. And so we, in essence, were elevated into the life of the kingdom and its peace. And the peace of Christ Jesus, it's that peace that truly manifests in our natural, what has taken place, what has already taken place in the spirit. And so now we're going to go get it, and we're going to learn how to bring this elevated dimension into our everyday life. All right. So now we start off here. Remember, the call was to be and is to be without spot, without wrinkle. We look over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. It says, "Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." So this is where we learned about how we are able to eat the daily bread. When Christ died, he died so that we could hear. We know that over here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. He died so that we could hear. By hearing the word, we would be washed of water. And he died. He gave himself for us so that our hearing would come open here. And we learned that eating our daily bread fragments would cause it would cause us to be to stay in what he said, and it would keep our hearing in total motion. Now, if we're hearing, it says that it would bring us to a place that he wants to present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. So it's in the place of our eating the daily bread or hearing the rhema that we get rid of spots. And the word spot meant, it means defect. It means a fault. But the big revelation for us was it means disgrace, and which means to bring shame or discredit, which we know we shouldn't have any shame when we're hearing the word, because it expiates, it gets rid of shame. It discredits, or it means to fall from favor. And we've been learning that while eating the daily bread fragments, we are full of his favor. So now to fall from favor, it would mean that we'd have to ask and to get back into his favor. And more times than not, he's going to cause you to hear, which is going to bring you back into position to be favored again. Amen. If you're hearing me, just say amen. There we go. Thank you. And so now he'll, more times than not, if we do fall from this favor, it is a spot. So eventually he's going to want us never falling from favor. He's going to want us to never, ever be in a place where we're disgraced or we feel shame. And so that's a spot. That and it is a spot per se when we are asking for favor and we don't feel that we're full of favor. We don't feel the connection to the fact that we are full of favor. And so now we find ourselves asking, well, that's a drop. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a drop. It's not one that he can't reach out and catch you from, because he will. But he's only going to raise you up to bring you back into a place to where you are positioned again for favor. And that's going to be the cleansing power of the word. Amen. It's going to put you back in position to where you feel as though you can feel it. You can discern. You can discern what's in your tillage. You know, you now are right. You're judging righteously to who you are and whose you are. And you feel good here. And so, yes, there is a fall from favor. And that is a spot, but in a place of elevated peace, we won't have these spots. We'll know we have favor in full operation. And then, so now we go down and we also look at the word wrinkle. All right. We look at the word wrinkle, and there's a long note there, but you should have that note already in your notes. The word wrinkle means a rush or draw for oneself, rescue, or the deliverer or deliverer. All right. So now when you're looking and you need rescue, like Peter, watch this. If he began to walk on water, and everyone has to understand this in the kingdom, this is why the word is so progressive. This is why it's so impactful. This is why there's such a supply of it, because when Peter began to walk on the water and began to sink, that sinking caused the need of rescue, all right? And so he should have never fallen from where he was.
Amen.
I know you don't believe that, but he had faith enough. He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And the Lord said, come. And Peter walked out on what the Lord said and was stabilized on what he said. When he said, come, Peter was really balanced on the word. But when he began to look at the circumstances, he began to sink. And what happened was there was a diminishing, or there was a bit of a depletion of faith there. And so that was a wrinkle. So every time we need rescue, listen, yes, I know the Lord is our Savior. Yes, he is. But Jesus is trying to save us to a dimension of elevated peace.
Amen.
Where we don't have wrinkles, where we don't fall, or we don't walk in anything lesser than what he said. Because when we walk in what's lesser, then we're in need of rescue. And that's a wrinkle that he wants to get rid of. He wants the church in a place of absolute power and absolute authority, mirroring himself.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And anything less, I'm telling you, this is not for the faint of heart, and this is not for immature Christians. This is for that Christian that believes that there is perfection, that there is a place of joint heirship with Jesus, there is a place where we're jointly considered to be God's, little g, walking in the power and walking in the means of Christ. And not always looking, I'm not trying to put it this way, and because this is at times where we do need this. But when the word has come, we shouldn't need rescue. Why? Because he already sent his word and healed us.
Yes.
He's already brought his word to us to get rid of the wrinkles. Rescue has come. It's not going to come any greater than the rhema word. There is no greater level of rescue than the rhema word of God.
Amen.
This is the greatest rescue that we have. We just don't function in it enough, and we fall away from the truth, and therefore we end up with wrinkles because we need rescuing. But I'm telling you again, just like the spot, the rescue is going to come in the form of his word again to remind you, and it's going to take out the wrinkle. So the rescue and the spot, the deliverance that comes from either or, is the same thing that you're already getting. It's the word. We just can't afford to walk in the lesser part of what we're learning. Hence, elevated peace. What is elevated peace? It describes always being full of wholeness, always having benefits, favor, services, all of this in operation already. So this is where the Lord is trying to bring us. He's calling for a church that's going to have neither spot nor wrinkle. Now, let's go look at this here in John 14. Let's look at the place of elevated peace. One of the first scriptures that we started out in our series already was describing elevation and peace. All right. Go with me, if you will, to John chapter 14, verse 27. And if you're on the screen, you're already seeing it. And it says here in John 14, 27. This is what Jesus said here. This is what he left us. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Powerful right there. Remember that. So peace, he said, I'm leaving this with you. Not only am I leaving it, but I'm giving it unto you. Somebody better take a mental note on that. I'm giving it unto you. All right. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he left us his peace. Not only did he leave it, but he also gave it to us. But how? Amen. But how and where is the connection point into his peace? I had to look up a verse to find the connection point. In John 14, 26, we find the connection point to this peace. And this peace, I'm telling you now, is elevated. It says here, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." There's your peace found. That's the elevated peace. Where at? "In whatsoever I have said unto you." Remember that. That's the place of elevated peace. "In whatsoever he has said." Whatsoever he has said.
Oh, amen.
Whatsoever he has said. You're going to find your place of elevated peace. The place where you're always. That's why he's training us on gathering fragments, looking into the word, getting nourished in it. He's training us. Why? Because this is a place where peace is going to become elevated, where you're going to be full of favor. You will not have to ask for favor. You will not have to ask for benefits. You will not have to ask for rescue. You're going to be full of it. And as the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance whatsoever he, the Lord, has said.
Amen.
Look,
amen.
So if I read John 14, 26, it leads me right into 14, 27. Look at this. Right to 14:27, it says, boom, right after you find whatever the Holy Spirit has, whatever he's reminding you what the Lord has said, look what 14:27 says. "Peace I leave with you." How? "By you hearing what I have said."
Yes, Lord.
My peace I give unto you. Not only I left it with you, I left it with you how? By leaving what I've said with you. But then I won't just leave it with you. I give it to you. It becomes yours.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You have my peace. I give unto you. You don't just, I didn't just leave it behind so you can feel its effects. No, I gave it to you. You're already full of favor. You're already full of benefits. You're already full of my services. You're already full. I give it. I didn't just leave it. I give it unto you. So now these things, this peace is in our possession, praise God. How? Through whatsoever he has said. It's in your possession.
Amen, God.
It's in your possession. It's yours. I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If you feel trouble or fear, you're not in possession of what he gave you.
Jesus.
If you feel troubled, if you feel that, you can look up that word troubled for yourself and see what it means and watch what it means. Listen, if you feel troubled or afraid, you're not in possession of what he gave you. Now you have spot and you have wrinkle, because you're not in possession to what he's given you. You should already have. That's why it says, let it rule. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let it govern. All right. And so now when it does, there's no trouble. You don't feel any trouble around you.
Amen.
There's nothing, whether it be financial, physical, that you don't feel the trouble behind. What might look with the ocular is a deficit. Why? Because favor and benefits, prosperity, they're going to overtake that. Because you're in possession of it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you're in possession, he says, okay, so now we know how we get to this. This is our connection point to it. And this peace is absolutely elevated. The peace in whatsoever. It's because of what he says. Now, we're going to watch elevated peace in action. All right? So this is the connection point to it. We're going to see it in action in just a minute. Whatsoever he said unto us, this is not only the connection point, but it's also the elevated place of his peace. Because for all power and all authority and all of his means are found in whatsoever he says. And we're going to learn that. We've already learned that. In his means, you have all of his power. All authority, everything is right in whatever he's saying in that daily bread that you're eating. All right. So now we look at over here. Let's look at over here in Mark. Let's look at this thing in action. All right. This is so powerful. Mark 2, 3 through 9. It says, and they come unto him. Now, this is it. This is the elevated piece in action. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let it down. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. My God. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? We went over this, but watch this. We connect an old story, Rhema, to this new. It's necessary to understand the new. They referenced the man was born, first of all, he was born of four. The word born is spelled B-O-R-N-E. Normally born is spelled B-O-R-N. Well, this word born, B-O-R-N-E, means to lift up or to raise or to expiate sin. All right. When Jesus spoke to him, he said, Why reason within yourself? What's easier? Is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? In other words, Jesus was saying, whatever I say, and we talked about this before, but whatever I say, see, he was one born of four. So born of four, the word that when they referenced him being born, it already was referencing that this man was going to be elevated. He was going to be lifted up. He was going to be raised. And it means to expiate sin, the word B-O-R-N-E. So Jesus is saying, listen, he's referenced as being born. He's referenced to already having sin expiated. So I said to him, your sins are forgiven. It didn't matter if I said, take up your bed and walk. It didn't matter if I said, your sins are forgiven. He was going to be expiated and raised up anyway, no matter what I had to say. All right. So no matter what I say, my elevated peace was coming to him. I was going to elevate him off his sick bed, and I was going to expiate the sin. When I speak, that is elevated peace that's being released.
Amen, God.
I'm elevating you to your natural boy. The word for means creation. I'm bringing you in the way the Father had created you. Every time we function in what he says, we're coming back to the original creation, the place of creation. He was born of four. Why would they reference that? For the miracle itself, or because of how the miracle would come. It comes by what he says, and what he says elevates and expiates us back to the place of creation, the way the Father intended us to be.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So when he when he says it, he's releasing elevation. He's raising you up, expiating you, positioning you to come back to the creation that the Father had intended. The number four, the biblical meaning of four is creation. It also means, it doesn't just mean creation. It means it means door. All right. It means door. I remember the number four door. Who's at the post of the door? The four creatures are at the door. So the Father is giving you entry. Oh my goodness. By what Jesus is saying. You're getting entry into his way. His kingdom. He was born of four. There was absolutely no reason whatsoever to reference in the verse number three that he was born of four. What does that have to do? Only thing they needed to tell us that he was sick of palsy. He was sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And you take those two words and you get the whole revelation of why the miracle took place. Because when Jesus said, look at how he did it. He said, what's easier? Amen. Is it easier to say this or to say that? In other words, it doesn't matter. When I say it, his sins are forgiven and he's healed. He's in my elevated peace because of what I said.
That's God.
You're in peace that is elevated. This is where God is calling us through Christ now to live, to dwell, to be full of favor, benefits, services, to be full of his power and authority, not being in a place where we're asking for it. I'm going to show you, and you're going to actually study it out for yourself in your own case studies. You're going to see where these folks operated from elevated peace. They operated from this. I'm blown away. I always get, man, blown away when I see these things are already there. And this is how they were already flowing and operating. All right, let's go further. All right. So the reason the word records he was a man born of four is because of the miracle performed on him. His sins were expiated and he was raised up by the Lord, merely saying something unto him. He knew he was going to bring him into his true state of how the Father created him to be by what he said. He released elevated peace. He released it. And this is where we're to function from. Not in a place where we're grasping for straws. Not in a place where we're always in a place of asking for this. He said, I already gave it to you. Where, Lord? Where is it? In what I've said. It's found in what I said. All right. So Jesus was always pressing them and us to be in elevated peace. I saw this in Mark 4, going home. Mark 4, 35 through 41. And the same day when the even was come, he saith, look at that. He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So much rhema in this right here. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Wait a minute. Didn't we find out when we first started looking into this that when he speaks in a place of releasing elevated peace, what did he say to them? He said here, look at what he said here. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not not as the world giveth, give I do. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus asked them, going back to Mark 4, he said, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind was ceased, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He's saying, why are you not in peace, elevated peace at that? And how is it that you have no faith? You know, he was really baffled there, right? You guys don't understand that, do you? Why was he baffled? Because he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. He said it to them. They should have been full of peace. We also saw from the place they should have been full of faith. But now I'm seeing it, they should have been in a place of elevated peace where they now have power and authority to move in faith to cancel the winds themselves. Is anybody hearing me?
Amen.
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 He said, how is it that you have no faith? He said two questions here. The first question is, where's your peace? He said, because when the Holy Spirit reminds you of what I have said, let not your heart be troubled, neither be ye fearful, neither be ye afraid. So now when peace is there, my peace I leave, it gets rid of fear. How in the world are you afraid? And how is it that you have no faith? Where is the peace that should be from when I said, let us pass over to the other side? Why is my peace not here? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Well, Jesus was fully nourished in the Father's peace. The Father told him, you got business on the other side. I need you to go see a crazy boy that's been just bound by demons. I need you over there. So Jesus knew the storm wasn't going to stop him. He slept in his Father's peace, got up in the faith of the Father, and stopped the winds and the rain. He didn't move. Why? Because he was eating the Father. They should have ate what he said and had the same elevated peace right then and there.
So true.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time we eat this thing, man, every time we're in this word, we should be elevated in his peace, full of power, full of authority.
Jesus.
Full of benefits, favor, and prosperity. Full, not asked for, not, but full of it, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Not that we're asking for any. No, no, no. We're commanding. He said, man, what in the world is wrong with you all? Where, why are you so fit? Where is your peace? I said what we were doing. Nothing can stop that. Do you realize every word that he says releases this same anointing? This same power is in every rhema that we get. The same peace, the same elevated peace, the same filling to speak in our own situations. He said, I give you my peace. He didn't say it's just going to be left here around you. He said, no, I'm giving it to you. How, Jesus? By what I say. And that's why you have the comforter. So when you forget, he'll remind you. So a couple of things that we need to note here. First, Jesus said unto them, let's go to the other side. Let's pass over to the other side. We need to, we just learned he left his elevated peace by what he says. So they should have had the power to stop the storm themselves, because all of his power and authority are found in what he says. Second, they should not have been fearful at all. For an elevated peace, fear doesn't exist. He said, after receiving his peace, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus was really asking, he really was asking, how in the world did this just happen? How is it that you really don't have faith here and you don't have peace? I did say what I said. My point behind this, everyone, is that he was always grooming them and us to dwell in elevated peace, and nothing less would do. He was always grooming them. He was letting them know, listen, if I said it, don't worry about nothing else. My word is going to protect you and prosper you and give you power. He was trying to let them, the real question, he could have cut to the chase, but boy, he always left it out there, boy. The real question could have been this, didn't I say we were going to the other side? But that's basically what he was basically saying. Didn't I say, let us pass over? So then you shouldn't have been worried about nothing. And you could have told it to quit. The Lord said, we're going. And it would have obeyed you. Boy, oh boy. He tried to elevate them in his peace. He was always looking for them to be elevated in whatever he said. When Paul, you see Paul, and I'm giving somebody a little dog, a little Easter egg that they can maybe write down and go forward with. When Paul got bit by the viper after being shipwrecked, nothing stopped Paul. Paul said, I knew because the Lord said I had to be in Rome. He knew the viper wasn't going to kill him. The barbarians looked at him like, what in the world? This man should have been dead by now. That thing got a good hold on him, drew blood and everything else, and he hasn't even budged. They started to worship him like he was a god. He said, no, don't do that. I knew I had to go to Rome. So I knew what the Lord said, that this viper was not my demise. Neither was the shipwreck. Why? Because Paul was in elevated peace. He didn't have to stop being in elevated. He didn't have to stop to say, Lord, please heal me of this viper bite. I'm about to die. No, he was elevated in the fact that the Lord said, you're going to Rome, Paul. Elevated peace. His heart wasn't troubled, neither was he afraid. And the Lord has been always trying to groom the church to live in elevated peace, which is none other than the Rhema word. But now we have to look for the nourishment of this word and realize that we are full of favor, benefits, services, power, and authority.
Hallelujah, God.
Already on the inside of us. Peace is elevated. It's not just a feeling in our minds. No, it's being full that peace reveals we are full of power. Peace and faith drive each other perfectly. Ooh, glory be to God. when we get to Abounding Winds, and I'm going to stop right there because that's a lot to chew on. When we get to part 183, we're going to look at this here, and we're going to look at by where the Lord lived by the means of the Father. We're going to break that down again and get really a good bite down where he lived by the means of the Father, the living Father, meaning that Jesus said, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. Jesus said, what's in me is the living Father, which we already learned, but we got to get this again before we go on, because we're going to go really, really deep into this series, and it's powerful. And I pray to God that we are all positioned to live in elevated peace. Because living and having the means of the living Father, which is in Christ, which we should now be also nourished with, we should have vital power in itself. We learned this. We should be efficient. We should be powerful, efficacious, successful, and producing every desired and intended result. This is what should be in us. And so this is where we're going here. Then we're going to go a little bit further, a lot further, actually. And we're going to look at examples, an example, tremendous example of flowing in elevated peace. You can read it for yourself before we get there, and you can get some Easter eggs on that. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. You'll see where Peter and John were moving in elevated peace. Elevated. They were elevated. They were full. This is that story, Elder Don, where he said, look on us.
Yes.
Acts 3, yes, 1 yes. through 13. Peter said, look on us. He knew what was in them. He knew what was on them. But then you see the balance of the elevated place of peace. All right. So we'll look into that. And there's so many others that we're going to look into. But that's going to be for Abounding Winds part 183. This was Abounding Winds 182 tonight. I'm not going to give you any more than that because there's a lot. It was something you heard, but it's being framed now. And the frame is making the picture absolutely beautiful. It's bringing it into total clarity. That, yes, we thank God for it when we have tranquility of mind, but elevated peace is that place where you can pull out all the stops from within you to really, really break up the monotony of life and the enemy, where you yourself have power and authority to break up and to do away with and to hammer down all of the things that are going south or going heading in a foul way. You have it in you already. Truly, we've been taught this as Christians, but my goodness, I don't know if we knew how to really place our hand on it. But now we're learning that, my God, in this word, I am full. I am elevated here. I'm in that hundredfold dimension of peace. Peace means nothing less than wholeness. And so if you have his peace, you have wholeness. And it's already in us. And we've got to begin to really function in the fact that we already have it. But not forcibly, but authentically, because we are totally full of the fragments in the rhema word. We're full. And so it's pointing us in this. Yeah, that's why the Lord has moved differently with you. And I'm prophesying to those that are on the line. He's moved differently for you. He's moved differently because of the fact that he wants you as a son, as a daughter. He wants you to begin to speak and change your own world, for you to see what he's given. He's not, yes, you're asking him for things. Oh God, I give you praise. You're asking him to do this and to do that. But it seems like he's moving kind of like molasses at times, or not moving at all. It's because that's not the end for you. That's not where you're to see him at his best. No, you're to see him and fellowship with him at his best as he works through you, not just for you. Yes, but he wants God to work through you. Oh, yes. God, yes.
Yes, God.
I'll say that again. He wants to work through you, not just for you. Oh, glory. Why? Because you're called to bring people to him. So he needs to work through you. You've got to see this for yourself. You've got to know for yourself so you can bring conversion to others. And yes, I am
prophesying to everybody on this line. He wants not just to work for you, but wants to work through you. Oh, hallelujah. Hence, elevated peace. It's elevated. It's greater than what we've ever known. It's, oh my goodness. Look at what Jesus did. Look at what Jesus, this is a picture of elevated peace that we just read. Look at this guy. All right. He's asleep on a pillow. He wasn't praying. He wasn't reading his word. He wasn't fasting. No, he was sleeping on a pillow. Dude gets up from being asleep. He might have had drool going down his mouth. He was knocked out. I don't know. But he got up and spoke to a Category 5 storm and made it sit still. Didn't come out of prayer meeting. Why? Because he was in the place of elevated peace in his Father. He said, my Father said, we're passing over to the other side. I gave you what my Father said. My peace was elevated to the point where I was literally sleeping. I would have slept. The boat was full of water. He was still sleeping. Why? How? His peace was elevated. Because he had a word. And because we have the word, because we're eating his word, our peace should be elevated too. It should be operating from the born again, the elevated lifestyle, from the born again, from the rising up, from the springing up. It should be operating from another dimension. Our peace is there. So it's not as the world gives. It's not as the world. And I understand that. Let me tell you when the world gives you peace. When you pay your bills. That's not elevated peace. It feels nice, but it's not elevated. Elevated peace is when you can pull out of your spirit and command things to be done that are not yet done. And you can do it all day, every day. That's elevated.
Yes, God.
That's elevated peace. Glory be to God. It's when you can pull it out of your spirit any time of the day. Faith,
Jesus.
Benefits, power, authority, all day is coming up out of your spirit.
Those two guys, and you'll see it, they said, look on us, man. Just take a look at us. They were in a place of elevated peace. They knew what they had. They said, hold on, let me pray for you. Let me ask the Lord if he'll do this for you. They said, look at us. You'll see it. Oh, praise God. All right, I'm done right there. I'm finished. I'm finished until Sunday, everybody. Until Sunday. If you got this word tonight, if you heard it, bless God.
Amen.
And I know you got it. Amen. Just give me an amen. In fact, I'm going to take 30 seconds and shoot me an amen if you got this. If you really got it, shoot me an amen on the chat real quick. And I want to know, take 30 seconds to type amen in there. If you can't type in on the chat, then take your phone off mute and just say amen and let me hear. Amen. I see it, Beth. I got you, girl. Amen. All right now. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Blanche says amen. Praise God. Yes. Ella Allison says amen. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Javon says amen. Praise God. There we go. I just need to know you got this thing. I want to know you got it, if you really got it, because this is where we're headed. This is where God has already opened up for us to be. And my goodness, we're attacking it. We're attacking it. We're attacking it. Praise God. Amen. I see your amen there. I see some of your amens come in already. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's Elizabeth again. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. I heard you. Was that you, evangelist? I heard you.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, so we know where we're headed. And I just want to know that you're in agreement with me with your amen. Amen. Hey, Jordan says amen. Praise God. We're headed here. This is where God is taking us. He's taking us here.
Yes, he
is. This is our place. This is true peace. Yes. Not as the world gives. Lord. No.
Yes.
He said, I didn't give it to you like that. I gave it to you so you could take it out from what's from within you and command things that are not at peace to be still. Yes. This is elevated peace. Amen, everybody. Amen. All right, now. Amen. I look forward, if you have